It's time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster, your host on Voices of Courage. I have a question for you. Are you a little confused what's going on? All the hype that's out there in the marketplace today? You know, wear a mask, don't wear a mask, social distance, don't social distance, shut your business down, open your business up, go to the beach, stay at home, be afraid of the virus. It's coming to kill you. Oh, we only have 6,000 actual pure COVID deaths. Are you a bit confused like I am? Well, if you feel like a little Jekyll and Hyde or a little manic depressive when you start turning on the news and watching what's going on in the world, I'm going to help you to change that around today. So find out how we're going to ignite your courage and the real truth about what's going on in just a moment.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Hi, Ken D. Foster here. If you have a dream to create a wellness product, I'd like to tell you about JBK Wellness Labs. They are a respected contract and white label manufacturer who helps entrepreneurs and companies develop and bring to market dietary supplements, hemp-based CBD products, plus personal care and beauty product lines. JBK Wellness products can be found on the shelves of Neiman Marcus, Whole Foods, Urban Outfitters, CVS, Ritz-Carlton Hotels, Four Seasons Hotels, and multinational direct selling companies. JBK Wellness Labs will walk you through each step from concept through finished product. If you'd like to take your next step in getting your product to market, then start your project today by going to jbkwellnesslabs.com or just Google JBK Wellness Labs.
We're back with Voices of Courage. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, this show today isn't about fake news, real news, good news, bad news. No, we're not going to talk about things that are beyond our control for you to really generate the life of your dreams that you want. We're going to talk about the practical ways that you can take your business, your life, your health, your vitality to completely new ways. How am I going to do that? Well, I've got three amazing guests today. I have Dr. Janelle Kim on the show today. And she learned at an early age the power behind the centuries-old medicine and principles passed down from her mentors to heal just about everything. I also have Peter Hsiao on the show today. He's the CEO and founder of Immortal Studios, an entertainment studio focused on martial fantasy hero genre. And he's also a person that is helping people to engage in media, to engage in media with a meaning. You're going to find out what that means today. And also have Regina Diamond. In the last 18 years, Regina has impacted over 100 lives. I'm going to find out how she did that very shortly. Today, I'm calling the show The Courage to Push Your Life Forward. And when you watch what's going on, do you feel upset? Do you feel angry? Do you feel frustrated? Do you feel overwhelmed? Well, a lot of that is happening for a lot of people because that's kind of the agenda that's being pushed out there. I mean, when you turn on the tube, right, you're starting to feel that way. Listen, I watched a show yesterday. And I just happened to be walking by. My wife had turned on a show called The View, and she was watching these women talk about what's going on in the world. But there was a sense that I felt. I'm pretty empathic. As I tuned in, I just felt this anger and this negativity and this just spewing out from coming into my living room. And I'm like, is that really what I want coming into my living room? And I said, no. Now, I didn't tell my wife to turn off the TV because that wouldn't have been appropriate. But I walked away, you know, and I think that's what a lot of us need to do right now. We need to walk away. Why is that? Because what you hold in mind, in your mind, will either generate success or generate failure. You know, we have to be on guard on what we're putting in our minds. And if you want to take your business or your life to a certain direction, then you really have to start thinking in that direction. And, you know, if you start to allow yourself to watch a lot of negative stuff coming in your head, now, a lot of us, it's how we interpret it, isn't it? Probably maybe a little bit how I was interpreting that. But listen, if you, no matter how your perception is, if you're feeling it, you know, and you really want to take your business to the next level, you probably have to put that side of stuff aside, right? Now, listen, I'm not here to preach to you on what you need to do or don't need to do. What this show is all about is truth and courage and empowering you to step into that dream, that life that you really want. So I'm not here to preach to you what to do, but I will tell you this, that if you can change what you're putting in your mind, you can change your life, right? Why is that anyway? I always thought about that, you know? Well, here's why. It's really simple. The mind is over what you feel. What you focus on, you feel. Mind is over your emotions. Your emotions are generally over your actions, right? What you feel, you know, if you feel lousy, you're not going to take any action. If you feel empowered, you will. So mind is over emotions, emotions over actions, actions are over our results, and results are over our destiny. It's that simple. So it starts with the mind, right? The mind is the cause of our bondage. The mind is the cause of our liberation. And liberation, what is that? That's freedom, right? So do we have to work for freedom? Absolutely. You know, the 1776, we had to fight the British for our freedom, right? Today, we have other fights that we have to do. But all of it starts in the inner game, in the mind. So that's what you want. You want to really have an incredible, successful, joyful experience in this world, and who doesn't? We're all chasing happiness at certain levels. Then you have to really start to watch your thoughts. And I'll just say this, you know, I know this in my own life because I've used this to generate a lot more happiness in my life. And it's really simple. I know that nobody can make me unhappy if I choose to be happy, and nobody can make me happy if I choose to be unhappy. That's really simple to say, isn't it? Try to live that a little bit. Try to take that into your life and go live that. If you do, I guarantee you, it'll be a struggle because your mind will be going, you know, well, gee, I don't like what this person did. And you start to be out of focus. But when we can turn it back in to us and realize everything that's being generated in your life is an inside job. It's not something coming from the outside in. How you react or respond to what's coming in will determine your success or your failure. All righty. I would like to get to my first guest, and I'm excited to have her on the show. Her name is Dr. Janelle Kim. And Dr. Janelle Kim is the founder and lead formulator for JBK Wellness Labs. Dr. Kim is carrying on the medical knowledge and the wisdom of her lineage, which is rooted in the teachings of the great Dr. Heo Woon, 1539 to 1615. She's devoted to integrating philosophy, medical wisdom, and expertise of Eastern Asia with the advancements of modern life and medicine of the West. Dr. Kim, thank you for being here and welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Ken. It's always wonderful to be here. And you really appreciated your first segment there. That was wonderful.
Thank you for that. You know, you are, every time I go on your website, I find something new and amazing about you, which is so cool because you're really playing on the creative side of life. You're really in that place that I was talking about in the first segment. And how do you stay there? Let me just start with that. How do you stay in that creative place?
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, I say that everything that I do in my life from the time I can possibly remember, I don't know when that would have started. Maybe the day I entered in this world is something that I can't separate from, which is my mission and purpose in this life. And I believe strongly that so long as I'm always rooted in that, and quite frankly, I don't know how not to be, knowing that I want to bring positivity in this world, to plant good seeds for all generations to come, my own children, every child out there, just making this world that much better and everything that I possibly can to do so. And how grateful I am that I have been given so many things to be able to share with the world, to be able to practice myself, that just helps us, as you kind of say, I like to say, like, change our reality for the better, because we do have the power to do so. So
that's really good. Well, listen, I've got to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to take a dive into the some of the keys to really being empowered every day. You've got 8 keys. I want to talk about some of those. Let's do it. So we'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
I'm a diabetic. I need to maintain healthy glucose levels so I can live normally and still enjoy my day-to-day life. Kirlin is a 100% natural supplement that helps me do exactly that. Kirlin promotes healthy glucose levels, energy, sleep, and proper body function. I try to make the right choices, but Kirlin keeps me controlled even if I indulge in a naughty treat here and there. It's how I plan to stick around for my family.
Get $20 off Kirlin. Visit KiraLife.com and use coupon code COURAGE.
We're back with Voices of Courage. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You know, as an American-born daughter of a Korean father and an American mother, Dr. Janelle Kim learned at an early age the power behind centuries-old medicine and the principles passed down from her mentors. Dr. Kim.
Yes.
One of the things you talk about in the 8 keys to really living a vital life is basically what my commercial just said, to find yourself. How the heck do you find yourself? How do you, in today's society, we've got a lot of people that are wondering what's going on, not only out there, but inside.
Right. Sometimes it's so important for us to take a moment to take a breath, whatever that means to us, to calm and reground ourselves. And what I mean by that is when there's so much happening around us, right? We have so many obstacles, so many challenges, so much detail, so many things to do. Even when I'm saying this, we can start to feel the build in anxiety, right? For so many. And so one of the most important things that we can do is even take a moment to realize that we can, in fact, separate ourselves from all of that in that very moment in time, to take a breath, to reground ourselves, and then to be able to see more clearly. I think that's a huge part of living meditation and the eight keys. It starts with you. We have to understand that everything comes from ourself, right? No one, we have complete control over our mind and our body and what we choose to do in this life. I actually hear you say something that I say often, we either react or we respond. And when we react in life, it's based on emotion. And it sometimes becomes out of our control. And that's where it builds an anxiety and stress does so much for the health in a negative way of our mind and our body. And so when we are able to be within ourselves, ground ourselves, take a moment to just recognize that we have the power to make a choice in this life and to make a correct decision based on the specific circumstances we're in, that is how we're able to gain that power and how we want to live our life and change our reality for the better.
You know, like I was saying in the first segment, you know, there's a lot of things that are beyond our control, but what is in our control is what we put in our body and how we show up in the world, right?
Right.
So you come from a tradition of plant-based medicines and medicines that can heal the body. What'd you say about that today? What's going on here?
Well, I think that that's a really important piece that you just said. I think I'll expand on that a little bit. You know, we are human. And that's something none of us can argue, right? We are human. And so long as we live in this earth, we have to maintain. No matter how much we take care of ourselves, no matter what good food we put into our body, the best exercise, we do our meditation, we have moments of calm if we're able to. And no matter what we do, it's about maintenance and having certain daily practices that we're able to purify ourselves, if you will, right? So purify ourselves, our mind, our spirit, even our body in such a way that we're able to function at our optimum. And so that really is a practice, and it should become part of a habit. Everything is about creating habits. We have good habits, we have bad habits, and we have the choice of whether to follow one or the other. And good habits include making sure to eat properly, to do our certain movement, our exercise properly, to be able to think properly. And it's a constant checking in and reflection. And that, I think, is very, very important. And that's why I do what I do. I find that it's one of the most important and powerful ways, through medicine, through supplements, even through skincare, to be able to take care of ourselves, because it really does matter. You know, I always like to say, when people even ask me, why is natural skincare so good for you? Right. I say our bodies have to go through so much, as I just explained. Why make it any more difficult for our bodies? And when we give our body things that are good for us, that are calming, that help us to function, that help us to promote health, then we're making it that much easier for our body to do what it knows how to do. Which is exactly how we even created this company, Good Essentials.
Good Essentials. Okay, let's I want to talk a little bit about Good Essentials. Yes. And, you know, I've got a picture of you holding this little child. And can you tell us a little bit about what this is about?
Absolutely. So it's a very good friend of mine, Michelle Sharek, and I. We, about a year ago, we started speaking. Now, Michelle's background is that she has a background in advertising and marketing from New York, Miami. And of course, I hold my expertise in formulation, Eastern medicine, herbal medicine. I've been in beauty and wellness industry for almost 20 years now, formulating for high-end spas, resorts, you name it. And so we had talked about creating a beautiful line that takes all of the knowledge and wisdom that we've gained in our time in these industries, as well as, of course, what I bring from my lineage of formulation, medicine, of skincare, internal supplements. And one day we had hoped to create a line the best we could possibly imagine, combining all of this wisdom, east, west, old, new, and creating a beautiful line of personal care, beauty, wellness products for ourselves, but simultaneously for our children. As I said, right? And so I didn't expect for it to happen so soon. I don't think Michelle did either. But right when the pandemic hit in March or so, it's hard to remember now, Michelle had called me on the phone. I remember I had the chance to pick up my child that day. And she said, Janelle, you know, it seems like we have to start using all this hand sanitizer. Can you make a really good hand sanitizer? And I said, yes, of course, Michelle. You know, one that really helps to balance our skin, the nourishment of our skin, hydration, along with killing germs and bacteria, because putting alcohol on our hands all day long can really be harmful. And remember, our skin is our largest organ, so it actually matters to our health. It's not just the mere fact, oh, I'm just putting this in my hands and it doesn't affect me. So she happened to ask me that, and it must be serendipitous. About 1 hour later, I got a call from my publicist saying, you know, Janelle, Fox Business would like to put you on and speak about hand sanitizer. So it was like signs coming from all directions. And so we basically had this wonderful idea of creating this beautiful company, Good Essentials, because we want to bring Good Essentials to the world, that we thought we had all this time. And we decided now is the time. And so in about 3 months, which in my experience in the industry for 20 years, that's a pretty quick launch of a company. We pulled every part of us that we could possibly pull together, you know, homeschooling the kids, life happening around us. And we created this company with, as I said, probably one of the best hand sanitizers, if I may say so myself, on the market that we feel comfortable putting on our children, my three-year-old. It combines, of course, alcohol, highest quality ingredients in general that kill 99.9% of germs and viruses, but also it includes, you know, the best herbal ingredients, essential oils that have in and of themselves antibacterial, antiviral, aromatherapeutic benefits. And so right there, we decided to create this company. And we started with four products, two hand sanitizers, one mask mist, which I love sharing with our community right now for all of the healthcare workers, teachers, you name it, servers at the restaurants who basically have to wear a mask all day long. And what you do is you spray this mist onto your mask. And again, it has aromatherapeutic benefits of essential oils, but these powerful ingredients also have antibacterial, antiviral properties. So you're constantly strengthening your condition, right? And also making it a more enjoyable experience. So we are the original mask mist creators. And this is one that I'm just so grateful to be able to share with the community, because it really just makes every day that much better. And that's what we can do. And then finally, we created a balm. And this is one of my favorite products. It's basically, we call it the essential balm. And we call it the miracle
balm. Can you hold that up again, please?
Oh, yes, of course. So that is our Good Essentials essential balm. Okay. And so we call that the miracle balm because it is created for pretty much any kind of skin imbalance you can name. And that also came to become part of our collection of products, because actually I've seen this many, many times throughout the last couple of months and throughout my time in the industry, of course. But Michelle, it's a personal story. Michelle's she's the cutest little girl, started using hand sanitizer all the time, washing her hands, and she started getting some serious skin condition, you know, like where everything is so dry and itchy and red. And she said, is there anything you can do for that? And of course, I brought this formula, we put it on, and it made her feel, it pretty much took all of the redness, itchiness, the irritation away. And so that's why we also included this. So it just feels really wonderful to be able to give to the world so quickly what we need. And
that's really great. You know, it's amazing to me when we play in the creative fields of life and we've taken off a lot of the negative thinking. You're focused on what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. And you don't know how you're going to do it, right? You just go and start doing it, right? There's no how.
Exactly,
so many
right.
people are uncomfortable being in the unknown, but you obviously thrive in the unknown. So yes. That's awesome. How do people get the product?
Right now, you can buy it online at goodessentials.com, and that's probably the best way to get it, to be honest. We created, again, very quickly, but with a lot of heart and purpose, the whole team, which is just the number one reason why I do anything that I do, to be honest, and I know Michelle shares that with me. So I'm really proud of our website and the ability to share this with everybody. So goodessentials.com is where you can get it, and of course, we're building our social platform.
That's great. I hear birds going by in the background.
Yes, awesome. I decided to be outside today, so the wind's blowing. Of course, it was completely still until we went on video, and then
we're very natural today.
We go That's awesome. Flow.
Janelle, thank you for sharing this with us. It's so you and I are going to have to do a whole hour show because I've got so much more to ask you, but we'll do that someday. We will.
Yeah, I would love that. Awesome. That would be really fun.
All right. Thank you for sharing. Okay, I got to take a quick break.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Out to make a difference? Do you need results? Wasabi Publicity is the perfect PR team to help you take your message to the next level. Recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for innovative practices, Wasabi works with authors, speakers, and organizations committed to doing good in the world. Wasabi believes conversations change the world. Stories you share shape how you think, feel, act, and how you experience life. Ask yourself if your website, social media, and PR coverage reflect the stories you wish to share in the world. Are you making the difference you want to make? Do you have the results you wish to have? Ken D. Foster, Voices of Courage radio show host, says Wasabi is the best in the business, period. Schedule a complimentary PR consultation with Wasabi CEO Drew Gerber at publicityresults.com.
Today, women in business are helping each other prosper like never before by overcoming stereotypes, networking together, and sharing essential resources. Since 1991, Women's Wisdom, the premier business networking organization for purpose-driven, soul-inspired entrepreneurs, has helped women grow their businesses and become the best version of themselves. Women's Wisdom hosts online events with celebrity speakers, best-selling authors, and business experts dedicated to helping you, the small business owner, expand your possibilities, build new relationships, and get the right referrals. Take your business to the next level and join Women's Wisdom at womenswisdom.net. That's womenswisdom.net.
We're back with Voices of Courage. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Wow, that was a cool commercial. I love that one. Hey, listen, if you are listening to this show, I want to thank you for letting your friends, your family, your associates know about our show. You can get all of our replays at voicesofcourage.us. Of course, we're on all the social media platforms. So if you have a family or friend, please let them know about our show. That's how we grow our show. And if you're driving in your car and you go, gosh, I'd like to hear something really inspiring, all you have to do is tell your Alexa, Cortana, Siri, just to play Voices of Courage podcast. It'll come right up. Right now, we're in about 165 countries, 250 stations on about 10 networks. So we're out there, and I hope you'll let people know the positive message that we have to help you see the unseeable and know the unknowable and do the impossible. All right. Listen, our show today is called The Courage to Push Your Life Forward. How do we push our life forward? One of the ways we do it is how we use our mind. And what you put in your mind is really important. That's why I brought on my next guest. His name is Peter Shao, and Peter is the CEO, founder of Immortal Studios, an entertainment studio focused on the martial fantasy hero genre that's building its own cinematic universe through cosmic and social engagement. He has a serial, he's a serial founder and serial entrepreneur is what I call him. And he's created a bunch of ventures from film to content financing, technology, social enterprises. He does a lot of things. But what Peter, what I love about you so much is you're always looking to put something powerful, enlightening, and inspiring into the films that you do. So welcome, man.
Thanks, Ken. Good to be with you. Congratulations on your show, too, by the way. I love the title. Our motto at Mortal Studios is to awaken the hero in everybody. So courage is such a big component of it. So it was really simpatico to be on the show.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Yeah, my my book, which is going to be coming out very shortly again. We're going to relaunch it in December, actually. It is available now. You can go on to CourageToChange.us. So thank you for mentioning that. I appreciate it. Listen, why did you launch Immortal Studio?
Well, you know, I've always had an abiding commitment and this belief that stories are, they precede important social changes. And stories and how we inform how we perceive ourselves and the world. And if we can change the narrative of the world will change, real world changes follow. So I've always been very committed to storytelling. And I have a personal connection to the genre called the martial hero. It, in Chinese, it's called wuxia. It's a thousand-year-old genre that is really about heroism and becoming heroes and overcoming injustice and transforming yourself. So there's actually this thousand-year genre where that's an ode to heroes, and it's inspired heroes throughout millennia. And eventually it traveled to the West and it became known as the martial arts genre. It became known as Chop Saki. It became the stuff of Bruce Lee, Star Wars, The Matrix, Kill Bill. So there isn't a home for the genre that naturally speaks about transformation. And I wanted to create that lane specifically devoted to the genre. And there's a personal connection to it as well because my father, his name is Xiao Yi. Even though I grew up in Hollywood and I lived the life of the average American kid, people didn't know that my father is one of the creators of the genre. He's considered one of the greats, 60 novels, hundreds of hours of television. Chinese people all around the world celebrated him, but people didn't know that about him because he's just another Chinese guy living in America. So he passed away a year and a half ago, and it had always been our dream to collaborate. So I've taken possession of his entire library of works. It's considered one of the top martial arts fantasy libraries in the world. And I'm adapting it into an interconnected universe. You know, people in business, people in Hollywood, I would say one of the biggest successes in the world of global entertainment has been the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I'd say the most successful ever. So Marvel, with the closing of their cinematic universe, has kind of exited the stage. And everybody's asking, well, what's next? So I would say that wuxia, this thousand-year tradition that's all about human transformation, it's about justice, it's about becoming heroes for everybody, is the next genre. And we legitimately want to lean into that and create that lane. So
That's great, Peter. What you said about people creating, you know, being heroes. You know, we need that in our life today. We, you know, if you look around, you know, it's I'm starting to believe it's a planet of fear. I mean, you see it in people's eyes. You see, you know, a lot of people just following what the followers follow. Right? They're not. Cool. There's not independent thinking and taking their lives to the next level. So I love that you're putting in film. We need those heroes back in our life. I think that we, you know, in fantasy there's a lot of opportunity for this right now.
And I think we've had a very limited view of what a hero is. You know, you think about a person, you think about a man usually steps in and, you know, there's a lot of destruction, there's a lot of fighting, but then people don't think about the quiet heroes, you know, the heroes of sacrifice, the humble, meek people who are literally lifting up half the sky. We're talking about things that are done in private or things that are done discreetly or championing your own issues and overcoming them. Those are all heroic. So we want to celebrate heroism in all different colors, sizes, and shapes.
Oh, so, I really like that, Peter. I think when I think about, you know, just being a silent hero, like you said, you know, sometimes you hold on to your own suffering and you don't spew it out to the world. You work within your own heart. You know, it takes a hero, your own hero, and takes courage to step in and look at your results that you're getting in your life and say, I'm ready to make the real changes in my own life to take my life to a new level. You know, that is the hero.
So, for instance, our first hero, we are birthing our cinematic universe, which is hundreds of titles and hundreds of stories in an interconnected way, initially through comic books, because it would usually cost about $50 million to do a reasonably good movie. Whereas, and that's only telling one narrative story, because we have such volume, we're going through comic books first. We've just published our first comic book, and we've chosen a female hero to start, and she happens to be Chinese American. So it is about that inclusive hero leaning into this Shaolin lineage. Shaolin, as everybody knows, is the birthplace of Kung Fu. It's also one of the outgrowths when Indian culture and Chinese culture melded together. So it's a story of togetherness, and off of this canon, we're building, I think, a very spiritually enlightened universe that people really haven't seen. For people who like Marvel, I like to say that there are no radioactive spiders in our universe, because everybody in our world has a chance to be a hero. And it really leans into what you and the doctor have been saying. It's really what we hold in our minds and hearts that then we can project onto the world. And that's the basis of change. And those are the things that we're reinforcing through popular entertainment.
Well, you know, Peter, and by the way, I'm going to have to say things with Janelle Kim. I think we could, you and I could do a whole show around what you're doing. You know, you work
next time, because the picture will speak.
Hey, listen, you've worked closely with the Shaolin Temple, and you've been doing this for years. I want to tell you a quick story. When we early on in our relationship, I had told you I was watching Oprah, and a fellow went on there with a big tank of water, and he held his breath for 8.5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I said, man, that's amazing. How'd this guy do it? And you came back and said, hey, listen, the Shaolin masters have, they can do that for hours. I said, really? And you sent me that video of the guy on stage in China for 2 hours underneath the water, right?
I met him. And
wow.
So Ken, I know we're both meditators. It's actually something that people do experience occasionally. In a deep meditation, you do go breathless.
That's right.
Right? You do go breathless. And so it's just, you just need less oxygen when you really withdraw your senses into your inner sanctum. And by the way, those are some of the things that we're going to see. That's the spectacular technologies of the Immortal Storyverse, the people who learn to access their natural energies and powers, thereby becoming superhuman.
I love that. Well, listen, man, I got to go. I got to take a break here. I don't have to go. I'll be right back. But when we come back, we'll be talking to my next guest, and we're gonna take this string that we've been going through this broadcast with to the next level. And this Regina has inspired over 120,000 people around the world. So I'm going to talk with her. But Peter, before I go, how do people get a hold of you, and when can we look forward to our first films out of the studio?
Well, we're doing something called audience engagement. Even though we're pretty well funded already, we're doing a crowdfunding round. So please come to our WeFunder page. There's videos, there's catch-ups. We're really trying to invite all the people who support us into becoming shareholders of the company, so that we can grow it together. So, you know, they can visit us on this WeFunder page that's set up. You can also come to our webpage at immortal-studios.com.
That's awesome, man. Thank you so much for being a guest.
Thanks, Ken.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic, residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
We're back with Voices of Courage. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back. Our show today is called The Courage to Push Your Life Forward. And my next guest in over the last 18 years, Regina Diane, has helped more than 120,000 people. She is an intuitive life wealth strategist. And using her spiritual gifts, she helps her clients remove wealth and abundance blocks and gain optimal alignment to ignite, establish, and explode their wealth legacy. Regina, welcome to the show. I'm so glad to have you.
Yes, likewise, Ken. So glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
You know, living beyond what's going on today. Let's talk about that, because I think there's a lot of people caught up, like I started the show, up in all of this drama that seems to be going on, and they forget there's a life after drama.
Exactly. Yeah, Ken, it's so easy to, like you said, absorb all the negativity, absorb everything that's going on around you. But like you said, I did write an international best-selling book called Live Beyond Devastation, From Pain to Purpose. And in that book, I talk about how to take your pains, how to take your pitfalls and turn them into something purposeful. As you said in the intro, you know, I've been awesome. I've been privileged to impact well over 120,000 lives. You know, I was living the life of my dreams. I had the family that I always wanted. But on August 22nd, 2012, my worst nightmare came true. I had to way too soon say goodbye to my husband. I had to say goodbye to the person that taught me what unconditional love was all about. He told me what it felt like. At 36 years old, I had to say goodbye to my then 4.5-year-old daughter and my 15-month-old son. And my life was literally devastated. It wasn't just my present, but it was also my future. And I know I'm not alone. We have a tendency to have the best laid plans. We have a tendency to get derailed, like COVID-19 or our health, our job, and our careers. And the fact of the matter is we struggle to survive. We struggle to recover. But if you're listening to this, I am living proof that, as Ken said, that you can have the courage to move your life forward. And Ken, I absolutely love your book when you said the courage to change everything. But because of that, I had to recreate my life again. And so I'm living proof that you can do just that.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people right now, Regina, are in a place, you know, they've lost their businesses, or maybe they lost a loved one, or maybe they've lost their health right now. There's a lot going on out there. And of course, there's always a lot going on. This, you know, loss is going on in the world all the time. It's not just this time in the world, but when it happens, people struggle with it because they get in that place where it's never going to be the same, and they get attached to what it was in the past. And then they get scared and they get lonely and upset and frustrated and angry. How did you get through all that?
You know, I actually have a quote in my book where I said, you know, life never being the same. Life being different could be much better than life never being the same, right? Because I could see that, like, maybe we will never go back to our normal, but maybe we create something even better. And I know for me,
I love that. And you say, you know, finding purpose out of your pain, right?
Yeah.
So what is that? I mean, how do we, when we're in the pain, you've lost your loved ones. How do you find, make purpose out of that?
You know, exactly. It makes you stronger, actually. I'm a much stronger, wiser woman. And I'm not quite sure I would be the person I am today had I not had that experience. It was by far the most devastating thing, but it was also one of the best things because it forced me to grow as a person. It forced me to grow spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. And because of that, every area of my life, even in this pandemic, this has been one of the most profound elevating years, right? So you can either look at the news and be triggered with fear, or you can take this opportunity and this time to go deep within yourself, to connect with your source, right? Find purpose in it and find out, how can I grow from this? How can I capitalize my business, my health, my personal life? Everything has blossomed in the middle of a pandemic. I've quadrupled my income. So it can happen. It all starts with mindset, and it starts with guided action, and it starts with that connection.
I love that. Well, listen, I got to take a quick break. We come back. I want to talk to you about some of the common blocks that stop people from generating wealth and abundance and joy in their life. So we'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Hi, Ken D. Foster here. If you have a dream to create a wellness product, I'd like to tell you about JBK Wellness Labs. They are a respected contract and white label manufacturer who helps entrepreneurs and companies develop and bring to market dietary supplements, hemp-based CBD products, plus personal care and beauty product lines. JBK Wellness products can be found on the shelves of Neiman Marcus, Whole Foods, Urban Outfitters, CVS, Ritz-Carlton Hotels, Four Seasons Hotels, and multinational direct selling companies. JBK Wellness Labs will walk you through each step from concept through finished product. If you'd like to take your next step in getting your product to market, then start your project today by going to jbkwellnesslabs.com or just Google JBK Wellness Labs.
We're back with Voices of Courage. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Wow, that was quick, wasn't it? Okay. Well, listen, I want to give a shout out really quick to a couple of my networks that we're on. We're on Talk Radio New York City, talkradio.nyc. We're also on UK, United Kingdom, UK Health radio.com. And if you would be so kind to check out some of these networks, because what they're doing is they're doing the same thing I am. They're out there empowering people to take their lives to and their health and their vitality to a new level. So I hope you'll check them both out. And I hope that will empower you and your family and your friends to really live a vibrant life. That's why I'm on these networks. That's why we do this show. I want you to see things that you've never been able to see before, do things you've never been able to do before. That's what this show is about. And if you think that you are limited in some capacity, come in. Go through my library there at voicesofcourage.us of all the shows we've done with the health practitioners, with the doctors, with the thought leaders of the world, with those that can help you change your mind, change your emotions, change your health, and take your life to the next level. That's what I encourage you to do. All right, listen, I'm with I'm with Regina Diane, and she's impacted the lives of over 120,000 people. All right, Regina, fear, you know, fear, and you know, there's a lot of misconception around that. But let's talk about how you break through those barriers to abundance and wealth. And I got a feeling you got to break through the fear first.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? Fear is just, most of us are we're afraid to touch the fear. Like, we're afraid to, like, we think if we just hide it and don't pay attention to it, that it's not going to go away. But there's a lot of fear patterns. And sometimes we don't even know that it's fear. It's running in the background, right? And so some of the top three abundance blocks are just that. They're imprints from our past, whether it was our relationship, our parents' relationship, no matter how we grew up, whether you grew up in scarcity, whether you grew up in abundance, but just our fear of not knowing, am I going to have enough? Am I going to lose what I have? Because there's so many really 7 and 8 figure earners that are still hustling because they don't know if they can keep it up. So it's not about what you have, but it's about the program that's running in the background. The second thing is, believe it or not, your ability to receive is an abundance block, right? So many times we hear that it's better to give than to receive. Just give, give, give. We want to be humble. But unless you have the ability to receive, money is currency. Abundance is currency. So it should flow in and out of your life effortlessly and easily. So receiving is a muscle, and it's one of those blocks that tend to hinder abundance. And the last thing is just the lack of knowledge, right? Many of you who are successful in your careers and your business, your technical skill set, that's your genius. How to optimize your money and how to create unearned income streams, that's a knowledge base. How often do we actually invest into how to grow our wealth and abundance? So those are three blocks that I wanted to share with your guests today.
Wow, I love that. I'm kind of running out of time here, but I want to ask you, what is your message to the world right now?
Yeah, so, you know, like I said, it was losing my husband. After I lost my husband, I was embezzled. Fortunately enough, we were in a great position. So from the experience in my life and my gifts and talents, I'm a big proponent of living a life that you love, not looking at someone else's life, right? Not looking at what society is going on in society. So no matter what's going on, be committed to live the life you love and then love the life you're building. If you don't like the life you're built that you have, then change what you're building. I've recreated my life 3 times. Once when I decided to leave corporate America, and then a second time when I lost my spouse. It's never too late. You're never too far gone. So my message is, what are you doing right now? Every moment, every minute decides the next hour. Every hour decides the next day. Every day decides the next week. The weeks, the months. The months, the years, your life. So live life on fire. Live a life that thrills you. Live a life you love and love the life you build. No matter what's going on, you can live beyond devastation. And well,
Regina, you know, some people are stuck. You know, are you working with people right now? I mean, I know they can get your book. We put it up on the screen, but do you work individually with individuals too, in case they want to reach out to you?
Yes, I do intuitive healing sessions.
Oh, cool. And so how did they get a hold of you if they want to do that?
Actually, we just gave you guys the BYOB, which is, by the way, be your own bank. So I show you how you can actually be your own bank. So if you just contact me at hopeempowers.com/BYOB, or you can find me on Instagram at Regina_Diane_elevates. I'll send you a booking link and we can see how to proceed from there.
I love it. Well, listen, I don't know if you sent me a book or not, but I'm going to have to get one.
It's on its way, Ken.
Oh, awesome. Okay. And I would love to have you back. You know, right after the first year, your message is powerful. I love your message and I'd love to have you back. So thank you so much.
Yeah, that'd be great, because in January, I'm actually doing a Thrive Global Financial Summit. So it's really, I have an international audience, and how can we thrive financially across the globe? So I'll have some international partners. So that'll be a sweet time, actually.
That sounds awesome, man. Okay. Well, listen, I want to thank you, Regina, and I want to thank all of our guests today. I'd like to leave us with a quote from Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. What did he have to say? He said, "All I insist on and nothing else is that you should show the whole world that you are not afraid. Be silent if you choose, but when it is necessary, speak. And speak in such a way that people will remember it. You are a powerful voice in this world. Use your voice to get your message in the world. No matter what that is, tune into courage, tune into truth, tune into your own wisdom. Speaking in the world, that's what we need right now. We don't necessarily need more information. Just Google it. But what we do need is wisdom. And we need you to participate in that wisdom and not sit on the sidelines. So if there's something that's going on that you feel like is shutting down your freedom, shutting down your right to be who you are, now is the time to go out and start talking about it. It's not tomorrow. It's not the next day. It's today. sign the petitions that you need to sign, connect with the groups you need to connect to, and take your life to the next level. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you'll join us again.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And we're always interested in what you have to say. So follow Ken on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or email your questions and comments to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. Also, you can find all of Ken's previous shows by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next time as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. Until next time, live courageously and see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.